Micah, because as you may have been hearing, people are gathering outside the convention centre to protest over the level of government support given to homeowners affected by Micah in concrete blocks. Our reporter Gail Conway is there. Gail, what's the scene like, and has there been any response to what the Cabinet's decision to establish a working group? Has there been any response to that?
Yes, Robert. Well, there's huge crowds here today. Thousands of people have turned out to support Micah affected homeowners. People of all ages, children, families, over 60s who feel their voices haven't been heard. They're there with banners, placards from Donegal, Sligo, Mayo, Clare and Limerick. It's believed 50 to 60 buses with around 35 people on each travelled from Donegal today to be at this. And obviously there's other supporters coming as well from closer by. I spoke to Paddy Diver, a Micah campaigner, a short time ago.
It's very convenient that it lands on today of the day of the protest. We've been asking for stuff like this here before. The Minister's well aware of our demands, and the Ministers should be sorting this here mess out before they go into recess. There's a lot of quick things that they can do to help the people get on the scheme, get the scheme moving, get the ball rolling, and they should have this here sorted out before they go on for the summer recess. Sort out this mess. You have the power to sort out the mess, and it's not our fault. We're at the bottom of the ladder here of people being at fault, and you have the power to change it. Fix it. Fix it.
Paddy, of course, was responding to Cabinet agreeing a working group at the Department of Housing to take a fresh look at the Micah Bricks issue and report by the end of July. Disappointed with that result and thinks it could be tackled sooner. People here have been describing their crumbling houses, how families have been living in mobile homes and had to move out. They feel forgotten about, and that's why they travelled this distance today. A short time ago, I spoke to Eileen Doherty, who said the decision to protest wasn't an easy one.
This is something that we have thought long and hard about. It's not something that we have thought done lightly. We're very conscious of the issues around COVID. We're also very conscious of the bad press that Donegal has had themselves around COVID. But one thing I'd like to say is that over the last 15 months, we as families in Donegal have been asked to stay home and stay safe. And unfortunately for us, our homes are not safe. And the issue around COVID has really exacerbated and really heightened the level of recognition for us, I suppose, that our homes are just completely crumbling.
And that was Eileen Doherty from Donegal speaking to our reporter Gail Conway there outside the Convention Centre in Dublin at the Micah protest.